Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to lesson number 3 of the Creative Study Methods course. This is a very, very short podcast, just going to be a few pages, but we'll go ahead and go for it. So for the objectives of this particular chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to name the 3 languages in which the Bible was written. You're going to be able to define the word version and explain the difference between a translation and a paraphrase version of the Bible. And our verse for today is Psalm 68:11. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. So as an introduction, this chapter identifies the original language in which the Bible was written and explains how the scriptures have been translated into other languages. And you're going to learn the difference between a translation and a paraphrase version of the Bible, and examples from various versions of the Bible are provided. So there are 3 languages. The Bible was originally written in 3 languages. Now, most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, except for parts of the books of Daniel and Nehemiah, which were written in Aramaic. The New Testament was written in Greek. None of the original manuscripts of the Bible are now in existence. Some good manuscripts exist which are copies of the original, and versions are translated of these copies of the original manuscripts. From the early times, men saw the necessity of translating the Bible so everyone could read it in their own language. So no translation is exact because no 2 languages are exactly alike. And some words used in the Bible do not even exist in different languages. For example, there's a tribe of Indians in Ecuador, South America, called the Aucca Indians. When missionaries first contacted them, these Indians did not know how to read or write. There were no words in their language for writing or book. The Aucca Indians did have a custom of carving identification marks on their property. And since there were no words in their language for scriptures, writing, or book, when the Bible was translated for them, it was called God's carving. This identified it as something belonging to God. And this is one example of the difficulties in translating the Bible into various languages. So here's the difference between translations and paraphrases. There are many different versions of the Bible, and the word version means a Bible written in a language different from those in which God's word were originally written. There are 2 main types of versions of the Bible, translations and paraphrases. And a translation is an effort to express what the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic words actually say. It gives as nearly as possible a literal word-by-word translation. And extra words are inserted only when it's necessary in order for the reader to understand the meaning of it. Now, a paraphrase does not attempt to translate word for word. It translates thought by thought. A paraphrase is a restatement of the meaning of a passage. Paraphrase versions are easier to read and understand because they're written in modern vocabulary and grammar, but they're not exact translations of God's word. In the For Further Study section of this chapter, we're going to provide some examples of several English versions of the Bible for you to compare, and these illustrate the differences in translation and paraphrase versions. First off, you might want to select a study Bible. So for the purpose of this course, the Bible study in general, we recommend the use of King James Version of the Bible, and there are several reasons for this. First, the King James Version of the Bible is very accurate and is a good translation for a serious study. A paraphrase version does not contain the exact word-by-word translation of the scriptures. Second, there are more study tools available for the King James Version because there's a large number of concordances, dictionaries, and commentaries that were written based on the King James text. And third, the King James Version is available in more languages than any other version. Since the Harvest Time International Institute courses are used throughout the world, Harvest Time selected this version of the Bible because it's available in many languages. It's important to have a Bible in your native language, in a native tongue, because you think and understand best when it's in your own language. Now, if you don't have a King James Version of the Bible, you can write the American Bible Society, and you'll see the address in your book, and they have a complete listing of all the languages in which King James Version of the Bible are available. And if you find the King James Version is not available in your language, or you have a difficulty in obtaining a Bible, you can write to the United Bible Societies, and that address is also in your textbook. Now, they maintain a list of scriptures of the world, which identifies all the languages in the world in which at least one book of the Bible has been published. Now, if you read English but have a limited vocabulary, you may be interested in obtaining the Bible in basic English. And this is an entire Old and New Testament written in English using only 1,000-word vocabulary. And the address is also in your book. Well, also we have red letter editions. Several versions of the Bible come in what's called the red letter editions. In the red letter Bible editions, the Bible words of Jesus are printed in red, and the rest of the text of the Bible is printed in black ink. So if a red letter edition of the King James Version is available in your language, we suggest that you obtain it. What Jesus taught is one of the major focuses of the Harvest Time International Institute training courses that we're teaching here at Ames. And a red letter edition emphasizes his teachings. So as a summary, the following chart summarizes how various versions of the Bible were developed. So first off, you have the Bible is inspired by God. Secondly, it was revealed to holy men who wrote God's word in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. It was interpreted into various languages, resulting in both exact translations and paraphrase versions of the Bible. So that's it. Go ahead and go to your self-test and join me for the next class.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.
And then we have the longer schedule. This reading plan covers the Bible in greater depth than the short schedule, but it does not cover the entire Bible.